So explain this, books. If we're not real, and none of this is real, why we're here? Iron sharpens iron. Face-to-face turning. When you see a football game, the red versus blue, they're actually looking at themselves. The only difference between the teams is they have, one has a red jersey, one has a blue jersey. They're the same. They're pushing each other higher. Now, if you don't have the truth, the Bible truth, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, they're not going to push each other higher. They're going to be eating the snake. The snake eating itself. They're going to be fighting and arguing, and instead of realizing, taking it to the next level, that other person is facing off with you to cut out the programs. We all have programs from your past, from your childhood, something you might have created, somebody you rub shoulders with at church or work or grocery store or whatever. So why are we left here? The born-again saints ask the same thing. Why am I still here? It's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. God is perfecting you and cutting you and turning you through this repeat simulated training program. And it is a hologram. And I promise you, if you cut off the noise long enough, you can actually summon somebody into your hologram. You're doing it anyway, you just don't know it. And actually, the thing that you need most appears. The thing that you need most to get you out of your fake bubble that you're in will appear. And then when you finally wake up, say, hey, I was catfishing myself. I was believing my own lies. You can't ever blame anybody else. You can't blame anybody else. You can never be mad at anybody else for if you got pulled into something, it's because you wanted to go into it. It's your own choice to believe or not believe. And because nobody's ever talked about this kind of stuff until recently, you know, the internet. And really in the last 3 or 4 years, people are not really getting deep into this. But there's too many Bible verses that support it. When we see him, we'll be like him. It's not in a man's ways to direct his own steps. You're in the womb, he knew you. There's like at least 6 Bible verses that the concept is real. And you can look at your life. You're not the same person you were as a teenager. And if you went back in time, there's no such thing as time, but if you could go back and talk to your old self, you'd ask yourself when you were like 16, are you real? Yeah, I'm real. Now, if you went back and talked to that person who's 16 and you talked to that person, let's say 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, whatever, and you talked to the 16-year-old version of yourself, you would realize that person's not even real. And so if that's true about the 16-year-old version of yourself is no longer real, what about in 10 years or next year, the person that you think you are now is not even real? In 5 years, you'll look out at the person you are, that you were right now. 5 years in the future, you'll look back to now and say, that person's not even real anymore. If you're doing the inner work, if you stagnated and stuck in that old paradigm, if you're not growing, if you think you've already arrived, if you think there's nothing else to learn, you might be stuck in that same mindset. But the chances are, God is not, if you're saved, he's not going to let you. He's going to push you higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher until you get raptured out of here, you die, and when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. And then you'll be real, completely real. All the flesh programs will be gone. All the world programs will be gone. All the pride programs will be gone. Every program, and you can actually see it now. If you really get in the Word long enough and really meditate on the truth, the code, the codex, the book, whatever. And you know, if we're judged by books, the books will be open, judged, then we're in a book. If we're judged by books, we're in a book. And you are actually a word, a character. In the Jesus is the word, right? And you're a character, you're a piece of the word. Every person is per the Son. You're a piece cut off, being cut back in. So you're being turned back to source. But right now you're not, your body, you're still, you, we see through, what about the verse in 1 Corinthians 13? We see through a glass dimly, but then face to face. You're seeing the real you dimly, because look, what you gaze upon you become. If you're looking to Jesus, you're going to become more real. If you're gazing into the Word of God, you're going to become more real. But if you're looking at another person or something down here or some false teaching or some fake Book of Enoch or whatever, yeah, it might push you a little bit higher just because you're learning new languages and thoughts and concepts. But you, to really grow exponentially, you got to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation, our faith, our transformation process. So anybody who's trying to get rid of the patriarchy is stupid, because the patriarchy is the Pah, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven. Everybody's one. The church is one. And so we're not even real yet. We have the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Yeah, our higher self, if you want to call that, we're already seated. That's real. And if you really step into it deep enough, you can actually watch yourself down here. And when you're interacting with people, those emotions and those waves and those feelings and those thoughts and those programs, you can actually step out of your experience and look at it from the outside in. And if you ever enter that, maybe you've never experienced that, but if you ever do, you get addicted to it, because it's very surreal. And it's like, oh, this is a movie. This is a cartoon. This is not real. You get addicted to thinking that way, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. Hello? Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you admit you gaslit yourself, you can't unsee it. And you want to go back. You know, let's say you were raised around some people that were doing something illegal or something, and you were pulled out of that, and you realize, hey, that's not even right. That's illegal. And you say, but I love these people, but I can't live that reality. That reality's not me. That's not right. That's not the truth. You love them, but did I really love them? Are they even real? Because they're totally 100% flesh creatures. I can't be around that piece of person anymore. I love them, but it's not real, because they're not real. Because they're still in the old programs. They're not filled with the Spirit. They're just responding. They're never planning or pre-planning, or they're just in response mode. They're not even using their brain. They don't even know who's in control. They're not controlling themselves. Some spirit's controlling them, some ideology, some program, whatever. They're not even in control of themselves. And when you really wake up and you realize you got to move on, you either stay in the fake paradigm, or you push higher. And you try to surround yourself with people who are pushing higher, because you know that stagnated state is not healthy, and it'll probably get you killed if you don't get out of it. And if it don't get you killed, it'll mess you up emotionally. You'll have to be a basket case because you're so tied into the... You're saying, but I love them. You tell yourself, but I love them. Yeah, you might love them, but you're loving a fake reality. What's going on? Hey, I appreciate that sandwich. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, when you realize what you're in and that you're not even real yet, it's so surreal.
And you don't want to believe it. It's like Neo, but you have to finally, you can't unsee it once you see it.